Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,600. Monty, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Monty.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to slam in about 3 seconds, and he's not going to be able to hear us because we're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, answer the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes. Yes.
Let's do it. Let's give away some cash today. Number one, Gwyneth Paltrow released her annual Christmas list for her lifestyle brand. What's the name of the brand?
Goop.
Number two, Julia Roberts revealed that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King paid for her hospital bill when she was born. Where did Martin Luther King deliver his famous I Have a Dream speech?
Washington, D.C.
Number three, Jimmy Fallon and Dolly Parton recorded a new holiday song that will be out on Friday called Almost Too Early for Christmas. What's the name of Jimmy Fallon's house band on his late night talk show?
The Roots.
Number four, Harry Styles dressed up as Danny Zuko for Halloween and sang Hopelessly Devoted to You. That's from what movie?
Grease.
And number five, a judge blocked a $2 billion merger of book companies Penguin Random House and Simon & Schuster. One of the romance writers for Penguin is a famous writer with books like Zoya, Beautiful, and Kaleidoscope. What is that author's name? Come on, get this one. Get it. Come on.
I'm Harlan Quinn.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Okay.
Yo.
4 out of 5 for Monty. Without a doubt, if he would have gotten number 5, he would have been a winner. Let's see what happens. This is going to be close.
Pretty impressive. $2,600, bro. Here we go.
Number one, Gwyneth Paltrow released her annual Christmas list for her lifestyle brand. What's the name of the brand?
Goop.
Goop. And I'm obsessed with this list because it's so outlandish.
It always is.
It's fantastic.
She's a crazy one.
Number one, two, Julia Roberts revealed that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King paid for her hospital bill when she was born. If you haven't read the story, go read the story why. It's such a beautiful, inspirational thing. Where did Martin Luther King deliver his famous I Have a Dream speech?
National Mall, Lincoln Memorial.
Lincoln Memorial. Yeah, I would have taken the Lincoln Memorial or Washington, D.C. Yep. Number three.
D.C. is kind of a big place
with lots of places. Well, it's a town. I mean, you could have
said... I'm guessing that's what you said. Never mind.
Nah,
move on.
No. I would have accepted either.
Okay.
Number three. Jimmy Fallon and Dolly Parton recorded a new holiday song that will be out on Friday called Almost Too Early for Christmas. What's the name of Jimmy Fallon's house band on his late night show?
He's got the Roots.
Yes. Number four. Harry Styles dressed up as Danny Zuko for Halloween and sang Hopelessly Devoted to You. That's from what movie?
Come on. Grease.
Yes. All right, you guys are tied at 4. Number 5, a judge blocked a $2 billion merger of book companies Penguin Random House and Simon & Schuster. One of the romance writers for Penguin is the writer of famous books like Zoya, Beautiful, and Kaleidoscope. Who is that?
I mean, I have no idea. I'm just going to guess Jane Rice.
Danielle Steele.
Oh, that was my next guess.
It was not.
Stephen King?
Nope.
Dang it.
I'm sorry, Monty. You guys tied at 4. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Monty, and I can't beat Raven.
Good game, man. $2,700 tomorrow. Enjoy that shirt,
all
bro.
Right. Thank you.